One of my favorite people is Menachem Begin. Read several books about him, got a really good flavor of who Menachem Begin was, and I think the best way to describe him is very complicated. I don't think it's so simple to understand who Menachem Begin is, but I think there's a pasuk in this week's parsha that truly explains where Menachem Begin was coming from. Menachem Begin had been the opposition in the government from its inception in Israel until the late 70s, when he eventually became the prime minister. Menachem Begin, when he became the prime minister, had a Motzei Shabbos learning session in his house, the prime minister's residence. And what was interesting was it was a very wide mix of people, from those that were religious to those that were not. But they would study the Parsha together. And so when it came to Parsha's Balak, they were all sitting there on a Motzei Shabbos, hearing and discussing and reflecting. And they came to the pasuk, Hein Am Levadad Yishko. That Balak says, you know what? They're a nation that lives by themselves. It's true. Is there any better way to describe the Jewish people than we live by ourselves? So the question is, what do we make of that? On the one hand, I believe that Hein Am Levadad Yishkon is the sense of isolation, the sense that we are all alone in the world. And you see that so often, that no matter what the Jewish people do, no matter what the state of Israel does, it's never right. It's never the good thing. If some other nation were to do it, somehow it would be lauded as amazing, if it was something that was a genuinely good act. And yet, the Jewish people, when they do it, it's whatever. And if it's something that is questionable, when everybody else does it, the world looks the other way, but not the Jew, not the state of Israel. That is very much an idea of Hein Am Levadad Yishkon. We are always living in a state of loneliness, of international isolation. And it's hard. It's hard in that sense. But perhaps there's another answer, and maybe even they're the same answer. Menachem Begin believed in an idea called Hadar. Hadar was that the Jewish people have to be proud of themselves. The Jewish people have to hold their heads high. And the Jewish people have to recognize that they represent something bigger, something more, than simply we just go about our business and do what we have to do. That's the idea of Hadar. And he believed that very, very strongly. And so many of the things that Menachem Begin had done in his professional career, both pre-State of Israel, when he was the head of the Irgun, and dealing with doing things that at times were viewed by others as questionable, and even he was branded by many a terrorist. So that was his guiding force, Hadar, is that the Jewish people have to stand proud, stand tall, and recognize that they represent something much more. Perhaps Hein Am Levadad Yishkon is that idea. It's the idea that the Jewish people are more than just a regular nation. We're held to a higher standard. And that's where we live by ourselves. But I think the difference is, it's not a mark of isolation, but it's a mark of distinction. It's not something that makes us a pariah in society, but it's something that makes us the pride of society when we do everything right. Is it possible that the two of them are truly the same thing? The answer is, I believe, yes, 100%, because I think this is how it works. I think on the one hand, if the Jewish people do everything right, it's Hadar, and they are Hein Am Levadad Yishkon. They live in a place that's so amazingly high and so amazingly exalted. And yet, at the very, very same time, when the Jews fall short of this mission, when the Jews don't do what they're supposed to, in Hein Am Levadad Yishkon, is that it's a very lonely place. Because the world looks at the Jews and sneers at them and says, that's it. That's what you really are. And wow, is it a lonely and isolating place. We can be marked as different and be so special and looked up for it. Or it can be marked as different and be looked down at and really be the mockery of the world. It's just a question of which one do we choose for ourselves. Heim'am levada tishko. We're going to be by ourselves no matter what. The question is, do we wear that as a sign of pride and with dignity, with hadar? Or is it something that brands us as something that's a pariah amongst the nations? Whose decision is it? It's our decision. We have to choose which one works for us and which one we want to be. Have a good day.